If you're just joining us for the second date update, we've been talking with one of our listeners named Harold about his first date with a woman named Ashley. Mm-hmm. Now, Harold is a stand-up comedian, and he went into a lot of detail about their night. But here are the main points that I took away.
Okay.
They went to a restaurant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He drove her home.
Yes.
He pulled a parachute out from the trunk of his car, and he even got a short peck at her doorstep, even though he was kind of hoping for a longer, sloppier kiss.
You are missing the very end.
He said swap and spit.
What's the very end?
He wanted to grind on
the CB, the coffee bean.
Yeah. Oh, well, he has a nickname. He likes to go by CB, which is short for coffee bean, because he grinds so fine.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like, is a really important last ending shot of his date.
One thing was abundantly clear to me, though, and that's that he had a really nice time with Ashley, and he's bummed that she's not calling him back.
That is true.
Now, Harold, about ready to make your phone call here. How you feeling?
I'm just so appreciative of you guys doing this here for me. I mean, I went jogging the other day, and, man, I saw this couple holding hands, and I just started thinking about this little filly, and I'm like, oh, man, this makes me hopeful that one day I can find the right person that will hate that couple just as bad as me.
I was like, oh, this is sweet.
Oh, that is.
Well, I'm just hoping it's going to be Ashley. That's what I was thinking.
Aw, you can roast people together.
I hope that for you too, Harold.
Yeah. Well,
Harold, we didn't hear. I mean, have you reached out to Ashley and she hasn't called you back?
Well, I sent her a couple of texts and I even called, but I got nothing.
Okay. So you reached out to her a lot is what it sounds like.
Okay.
Not answering your texts.
Well, maybe we'll have better luck here because I'm ready to dial her number and we're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready to do this, ma'am?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Hey, okay. Remember, I feel like I have to say this. Wait until it's your turn to talk. Yeah. Jeffrey will handle it from the beginning.
I'll call you in when I think you should talk to her, okay?
I tell you guys, that might be a little tough to do because, hell, I've got a lot of hairnisms I need to get rid of.
Okay.
No, we're trying to get you another date, Harold, so just dampen the hairnisms
hold
a couple
on
minutes.
For a little bit, okay?
Less is more.
Let me try and get some answers from her, all right?
All righty, all righty.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dial her number right now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ashley.
Who is this?
Hi, Ashley. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Who did you say this was? I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're a morning radio show.
Okay.
We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And we're reaching out to you today because we heard that you love comedy.
I'm sorry. What is this about, though? I'm confused.
Well, we're a comedy radio show, and we have a friend of our show who also does comedy.
That's your friend.
No.
Wait, she knows.
Is this about that guy Harold?
Oh, girl.
Yeah. It might be.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. I am fascinated to hear your side of the night. He told us about your date.
And what we're doing here, it's called a second date update. We're trying to help Harold understand what went wrong during your first date.
Exactly. Because believe it or not, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing that he doesn't.
So we need your help.
Yeah, because we all understand that Harold is a one-of-a-kind type of character.
Well said.
Yeah, he sure is.
You know, so is there something about him or about the date that was a problem for you?
Or a few things?
Well, you know, to be honest, some parts of it was fun. Because he's a comedian, and so his jokes were even a little bit fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But some of them didn't even have a punchline, you know? Like, I just looked at him.
Yeah.
He just talks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, did he ever take a second to, like, ask you questions?
No, that's the thing. And that's the thing that made me kind of go, like, yeah, this is not going to work. Because for me, the number one thing I need is a phenomenal listener.
Well, I mean, sometimes people talk a lot when they're really nervous because they're out with someone that they like.
Yeah, but that's okay. 70% of the time, okay, I get it. Get a glass of water, you know? Like, take a second.
I understand how you're feeling, that maybe you don't know if there's a bond there, but I don't know if Harold would necessarily agree with you on everything.
You know, he probably would make a joke about it, to be honest.
Well,
or try, too. I mean, there may not be a punchline, but he'd try.
He sounds like a sweetheart in his own way.
Does he?
How long can you last with that? A day? A week?
No, I wouldn't even give it 5 minutes. So,
well, maybe just give it 5 more minutes because I need to let you know that Harold is on the other line listening and he does want to talk to you right now.
Listen, oh my God. Listening. Are you serious right now?
He has not spoken one word this entire time. Harold, are you there?
It's been hard, I must say. But I just want to clarify something real quick. Ashley, I hope you know when I talked about putting one arm around you, getting my other arm, putting it around you and squeezing you tight and just tackling you. I'll be honest, I was talking about relationships, then my mind went to football and I just went all
there.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what happens when you're in love. Like, things don't make sense anymore. Yeah. Things start running together.
Can I ask, Ashley, was there any jokes that made you laugh of Harold's?
He said one about a possum I'm trying to get. I don't even want to think about that, to be honest.
I don't think we heard that one.
I can't discuss that one on the radio.
It's a live one. Okay. Yeah.
But I tell you, I mean, I would love to spend some more time with you so we can go over a few that was funny.
No. Harold, you're missing the point, dude. Are you not listening to her?
I'm gonna make the next date all about her. That's what I'm trying to tell you now.
Oh. How, Harold? How are you gonna make it all about her?
I'm going to just sit back, relax, put my feet up, have my guitar, and just pick along while she's talking away.
Wait, guitar?
That's not play a guitar.
That's nice. Give her a little background track for her to talk over.
I wouldn't be able to hear the answers if you play the guitar, Harold.
Yeah.
I mean, because you put me on the spot that I talk so much, I'm not saying a thing. I'm just going to listen to you.
No, that's not what she wants either.
That's exactly what she wants. She wants a man who is a very, very deep listener.
You're not listening if you're playing guitar at the same time, Jeffrey.
You can play guitar and listen.
What?
Harold sounds like a very multi-talented person.
You darn too.
Tell him, Ashley. Tell him exactly what you want right now.
Like, just listen to what I say. Ask me questions about me. Don't make me feel like you're testing out your jokes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to give it a try right now, Harold? Why don't you ask her a question about her that has nothing to do with you?
All right.
Let's practice. All right.
Yeah. Do you like whipped cream?
What?
Don't laugh. It's a good question.
Ashley?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, do you like the little whips?
What?
Whips? Like a leather whip now?
I'm just trying to find out about her guy.
Yeah, okay. He's trying to find out about what types of foods you like.
Ask her real questions, like about what she likes, what motivates her in life, what her passions are.
Oh, you guys are so picky. Yeah. It's like, now there's be specific questions.
Okay, let me ask you this most important question of them all.
All right.
Do you like Cinemax After Dark or HBO Plus?
I like HBO Plus.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
We're not going anywhere, Harold. So, are we getting to the end? That's what we need to get to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm feeling some synergy here, guys.
I am too, Harold. And you know what? That's why I would love to ask Ashley, would you like to go out on one more date with Harold? We will pay for it. Dinner's going to be free, and so are the jokes.
Yeah. It's free comedy.
The dinner sounds great, but to be honest, I don't think I can stand the headache of not being listened to. That's really a big thing for me.
That's not shocking.
You want me to leave the guitar home?
Oh my goodness.
Or I could put it in the trunk in case you change your mind on the date.
With the parachute.
With the parachute,
the parachute
yeah.
and the guitar together.
Will you bring your ears?
I most certainly will. I have no problem with that. I just need to spend some more time with you.
That's really sweet, Ashley.
Dude, don't.
I mean, your jokes were funny. Some of them.
What?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if you just eat a peanut butter sandwich, it's all good. But there is nothing like peanut butter, jelly, and banana. And Ashley, you're that banana.
Oh.
And you're the peanut butter and the jelly?
Where's the bread?
I don't think more romantic words have ever been said.
Wait, are you actually changing your mind on this, Ashley? Are you actually turning?
I don't know. I mean, he is kind of cute.
Oh my God,
this is working.
I mean, boys and girls, do you hear that?
Oh.
She said it. lift some synergy up in this here air.
Oh, I feel the synergy too. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Ashley, we're sending you out one more time. Even if you change your mind, you're going out on one more date with Harry.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have to update us on this because I need to know how the second night went.
Harold, are you feeling happy right now?
I'm a little speechless. I can't even tell.
Oh, that's exact. Keep with that. Stick with that.
Go with that feeling.